Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kate Kramer. The beginning of the modern environmental movement may be traced to the publication of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, which cast a bright light on the troubling environmental impacts of the indiscriminate use of pesticides. Published in 1962, the book led to the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency and a ban on the U.S. production of DDT. It also proved, as Carson's biographer Linda Lear writes, that our bodies are not boundaries, that what is in the environment is also in us, and that our bodily health depends on the health of the ecosystem we inhabit. If, like me, you came of age in an era of anxiety born of our ever-increasing understanding of impending environmental crisis, this insight will come as no surprise. The admonition to protect myself from my environment, don't swim in the river, don't breathe the air, and whatever you do, wash your apples, was almost as powerful as the duty I felt to protect my environment from myself, from the pollution I wreaked on it by virtue of my house, my car, my pet, my airplane trips, my books, my food, my very breath. This sense of anxiety, this hyper-awareness of the capacity of one's body and environment to sustain and impart permanent damage, can give rise to a sense of suspicion and can lead to a rejection of the systems which we see as polluted and polluting, such as the government and public health, as Eulabiss notes in her new book On Immunity and Inoculation. Eulabiss will be in Rock Island on January 14th to read from her book as part of Augustana's River Readings series. On Immunity, a breathtaking examination of the history, ethics, and language of vaccination, gives us a different way to understand the seemingly simple concept that our bodies are not boundaries. In it, Biss makes a deeply compelling argument for the idea that just as our individual bodily health is linked to our environment, so too is it linked to the health of the bodies of every other person on Earth. As Biss writes, "We are no cleaner, even at birth, than our environment at large. We are, in other words, continuous with everything here on Earth, including and especially each other." The reading will take place on Thursday, January 14th at 7 p.m. in Augustana's Wallenberg Hall.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.